Male vibes.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's 2 a.m. on this cold Sunday night. I'm coming to you live from Chicago, spinning all the sexy tracks to keep you warm. Next up, Just Will.
I know it's early in the morning, but your body's got me yearning. I can tell by the way that you're wanting. So baby girl, take off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind, as I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I know the heat right. So what would you do if I were a star when you ain't gone? Creep up to the thigh, to the core, that you wanna let go. For me, you're gonna give it up. Just like Rocky, I'm gonna wanna serve you up. Tonight, yeah, yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up now. Go up, up, and around, we go.
What are you doing at this time of night? Maybe you're up with your significant other, exploring your wildest fantasies. I know I would be if I was home listening to this.
Round one, round two, what do you wanna do? How about we play a game? Let's see who can be who to the next room. Ooh, I see you dripping wet, I see you dripping off your breast. Think to yourself, you what to say. Now I got plans to put my hands in places just to see what your face was making. I heard you up for the taking. Have you ever been with the Jamaican? In the back of the room is where I take you. Fancy little biscuit, the basics. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up down tonight. I wanna go up down tonight. Wanna go up.
Talk about bringing the heat. Well, that was Just Will with Can't Wait Then. I don't know about you, but I certainly can't wait to get up with my loved one.
Like y'all heard him, baby. That was Just Will, one of Minnesota's finest, with Can't Wait.
Look, hey, I thought she was talking to me.
I was shorty out to the intro to the song, but... Tonight on Florida Record Radio. How you doing tonight, shorty?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. What's going on with you? This is Stally on Baltimore. Who are you? Do I know you?
I think they call me the Beautiful Red, y'all. How are y'all tonight? Y'all are joining in with me and Stally on Baltimore again. The female side. Tonight I'm going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit different tonight. Tonight, we want to talk about the topic of our show, which is bosses, becoming a boss, being a boss? What makes you who's who in the city anyway? Tonight we want to kind of discuss what gets you to that point. What gets you to the correct mentality for you to maintain your goals and your businesses and for you to live the lifestyle that everybody says that they want to live, because it ain't that easy style. People make it sound like it's just a walk in the park, but you got to put some blood, sweat, and tears in this shit.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you can't just quit your job and this is what I do. I'm just a boss. No, it don't work like that. Let's be honest now. How did she go down for real? So if you a boss, Red?
A little bit. You know what? I really think that it is a mentality that people have to maintain. I think calling yourself a boss is a mentality. The same way I call myself the GOAT. Y'all know I'm a Capricorn. So I originate as being the original GOATs. But now that same topic is the same as looking at it as called a boss. So for me, I know I'm an alpha female. That's important to me. It's important for a motherfucker to respect me. It's important for you to look at me a certain way, because you're going to talk to me nice. You're going to handle me a certain type of way, because I feel like I carry myself a certain type of way. I feel like females like us, you're able to build with them types. We not just a everyday walk in the park shorty. You can't grab a Red or a Stallion off of the corner. That's not how that works. them you ain't going to find us every day around the hood, baby. You going to have to, we was bred to be this way. It's a difference. It's like, you know, Stallion, your name comes from somewhere. Somebody gave you that name for a reason, and it's because you was bred to be a certain type of person. That's a boss. It's not a little mentality. It's how you carry yourself. It's how you handle yourself in business. It's how you are as a woman. It's your femininity. It's your vibe. It's the things that you give off that allows you to be seen as a boss, especially as a female.
Right. I got a Stallion in Baltimore. First, the Stallion that came from my father, because I, for one thing, he loved horses. You know what I'm saying? My parents are very country. So, but growing up in New York, I didn't get to have that country life. So I used to come down to Texas to visit my grandparents. And my father bought me my first Stallion. And he used to always tell me, hold your head up like a stallion. But I used to say, Daddy, a stallion is a male horse. So it's not about the gender of the horse. It's how he carries himself. And you carry yourself, or it doesn't make a difference whether you're a man or a woman. You always hold your head up high, and you carry yourself strong. Now, I don't think he knew I was going to be 6'1". I think that was just a gift from God. And it hit me. And then the Baltimore came in when I met Gaza. All that time, I was creating who Stallion Baltimore was. And my sister, may God rest her soul, she died. Her name was Sheba Monroe. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they knew us because we was promoters. And as you know, the lifestyle. But she said this. We got a pick something for that. And I was like, what you mean? It's Stallion. It's Stallion. She's like, dog, we got to make it pop. And she added Baltimore, and then she made me a Facebook page. And that's how Stallion Baltimore came. And then once I did that, I'm not going to lie, I used my looks to get the attention that I needed to prosper out here. It's not easy for female promoters. You know what I'm saying? You got to get what you want. And if you look good, you flaunt that shit. And you do that, but you put that business mind with it, and that's what we got, my nigga. And we just too much, but it's too much boss
they
up in here right
we
now.
We handle it a little bit different. Sometimes I don't think they be ready for that shit. They be like, oh, y'all cute. It's really kind of bad. But my nigga, have you set the table with me? Can you have a conversation? Because, shorty, if you let me talk a circle around you, I definitely win. I'm about to tap dance around your little ass quickly.
That part, intelligence, hey, that's the key right there. That shit turned me on. Talk that shit.
Speak your mind. Say what you got to say. For me, that's what makes you stand out. Like, sometimes, you know, as a female, they be like, are you too aggressive? Act ladylike.
Right.
But for me, I don't feel like there be no standard to what is considered, oh, you acting unladylike. It's unladylike for me to speak my mind. It's unladylike for me to give you my opinion. It's unladylike for me to tell you how I feel. Why?
But it's ladylike for me to fuck
nothing.
You. Don't say nothing, but you can fuck me.
Right.
Don't say nothing. I can do all that, but don't have no intelligence. Don't talk no shit and stay in your place. Well, what the fuck is, excuse my language, what is my place?
The
boss, I only have one place, and that is to be who I want to be and to thrive at every step and move that I make. And that's what For the Record is about. So For the Record, we want to know. We need our boys to call in and say what makes them a boss in their city, because, baby, For the Record is everywhere.
Tonight, I would like to hear what makes you a boss. For me, boss mentality is a coming into your own. Like, that's something that only you can create, whether it's your career, whether it's your personal life. Only you really create your standards of what your life is going to be, or what you're going to be able to own, or what you're going to be able to do. If you allow somebody to limit you with, okay, you can only do this, or this is what you're going to be able to do, you're going to have somebody's thumb on you for the rest of your life. Bosses don't do that. Bro, I will kick your door down, step on your door. What the hell are you talking about? Kick them off your end if I have to, in order for me to get where I have to.
Right.
You have to feel your fear, but not be afraid to push past it. Like, you can feel fear, because the thing with growth is it's uncomfortable. That's the biggest thing that people forget. Like, you trying to grow as a person, you're going to lose people. People going to come and go. Life going to change. Situations going to try you. For real.
Yeah.
And we did 100 with y'all out there today. Today been one hell of a day for all of us.
I'm telling you.
We still sitting here today, this record, trying to make sure that y'all hear where we coming from, so that we are building those stepping stones for people who want to get these interviews. People, we don't want to just talk to y'all. We really want to help y'all grow. This is an independent artist radio show. Yes, it is. But the same thing that I taught the men a long time ago is, an artist is not just people who make music. Art comes in so many different forms.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Okay, it comes in so many different forms. There's so many forms of talent out here. There's so many business owners, business men, business women. There's kids out here doing shit that we never would have thought about doing 20 years ago. There's so many things out here that we can tap into. We want y'all to call in. Tell people what it is that you do. Tell us how you got to where you are. Tell us where you're trying to go, so that people can tap into those types of things and your growth, your strengths. Even the things that aren't strong, those are the things that we here at For the Record are trying to push on to you guys, so that we can help you. Your community, the people around you, your artists, the things that you guys are branding. All of us here do different things. You guys know that my boys on this record, they got all the music that you need. We got promoters. We got Stallion Beat. We got all kind of things here on For the Record that we can help you out. You want to get your music put on, send your music in. You want to get an interview.
One-stop shop.
Let me know why you need an interview, because everybody says, I need an interview. For what? What you got to talk about?
What are you
putting out to the community? That is part of being a boss, is creating opportunities for other people. You can't be afraid to clap for the next person doing good.
That part. I do
That's
agree.
One thing that people forget. And we here at For the Record, more than we are anything else, we a goddamn family. I'm 100%.
Hold on. Talk that shit. Say that again. Talk that
these is family ties. These is bonds. The motherfuckers for real be wanting in life. Like, y'all know I don't cuss all the time and be on the radio, but this is really what the hell it is. This is really how I feel. My family is my family. From Gaza on down to Kush, all of my brothers, Trey, everybody, Breezy, everybody makes sure I'm good at all times of the day, no matter when I hit their phone, no matter when I tell you I need a share, I need a like, bro, I just need to holler at you, none of that. And then come in like, oh, y'all just some girls. They listen to what we have to say. They take our ideas in as women, as bosses, as feminine energy, because men know men, women know women. But one thing we all know together is that we all trying to change them ideas of what people feel like they already know.
That part. That part. And with that note, we need to bring on in some music on that one because she just preached it. I'm on the ground. Oh, Lord, I just got the Holy Ghost stuff in here. I'm telling you now, all that was some real shit. And if you don't, well, you know what? Talking to them, it won't get my business out. You know what we can. Ain't known about.
This shit epic, man. Been this bitch, man. Captain Kennedy's bitch, mellow in this bitch. Damn this bitch on a 1 and 2. Hey, I'm packed, motherfucker. Listen. I lost 2 homies who had guns on them. How my niggas be like that? We said RP, took 4 days, RP right back. What he say, now he can't leave, ain't gon' be no B right back. Crunch on move in front of them, now it's hard, don't be like that. Mama used to ask me, son, why you in the street like that? I ain't had no answer for it, sometimes it just be like that. He took a deal, but had to tell on bro, why he like that? I step out with them steppers in that, hey, look why he see like that. Maybe it's been like 200 hundreds in my pocket, but I know that ain't no money, nigga, that's why I be robbing. Had to cop that Fendi pack, cause 50 don't fit in them Zaga. And I just cop me another pack, the plug name don't know nada. I got homies who be off the stick top, like to watch them tweet. They pull up in the U, hit like Kanan, pop them like Sharif. He do magic with that op stick, turn that op bitch to a treat. Heard he got 3 6 to sell, what he want for 103? Better yet, just tell him 3, that it lived us till he free. And they know it's on me, niggas seen that Jeep and used to flee. Teacher told me I won't be shit on that seat, bitch, I'm a C. Teacher told me I won't be shit on that seat, bitch, I'm a C. Sometimes you got take respect from niggas who won't get that shit. Battlefield, that just mean to score till you win that shit. Ain't no choosing sides, it's life or death when you win that shit. They be asking how I been, I say on some distant shit, on some so tradition shit. I used to do the most, but lately I've been thinking, kill a cop and be the GOAT. Last thing he heard was shh. They like how you get that close, treat these bullets like that one song, double back and throw some more, nigga. Bitch ass nigga.
What up? Now that was, I like that. That was Gunnaville. My bad. Gunnaville Lemon Pepper Remix. Yeah, I like that, Red. You like that?
I did. He did a little thing.
Yeah, that was
go,
hot.
Go, go.
I know, right. All right, so I guess we're gonna bring Quala in. Who we got calling in? Tell us about yourself.
Carla, are you there?
You're on for the record. You're on the radio.
Hey, this is Paul Mash. How you doing, man?
Hello.
How are you, Carl?
Good. Good to talk to you, ladies.
I need
again.
Some more energy from you tonight, Paul. Come on now.
Right, it's so about it. It just makes me like my cheeks get a little red. Like, okay, all right, but you like the support. Tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, I have a channel. It's called Paul Mash TV. I've interviewed a couple people here on Paul the Record, like Clark Gaza. I interviewed him twice. King Kush, a couple other artists we played, like Jay Over, Jay Hood, so forth, and they all backed me up on my work. And anybody out there listening wants to be on the show, all they need is Zoom, and they need to send me a link to one of their music videos on YouTube. And the interviews don't take very long, usually between 5 and 10 minutes. And as soon as we hang up from Zoom, I can get it to you in about an hour or two. And I'll send you the link, and then after that, you just share the hell out of it. So,
so how long is the actual interview?
Well, as I said a minute ago, they're not very long, usually between 5 and 10 minutes, sometimes 15, but it's in that time frame.
Oh, okay. So is it like, how do you say, is it like, it's like a TV show or it's like a
Well, it's just called TV, but I record it on Zoom. It has a record button on there, and I record the interview, and then I upload to YouTube after everything's done.
Okay.
And, uh, but, But I guess it's like internet TV if you think about it.
So basically, say Red, Boss Man, Gaza, and myself, we wanted to do an interview for you to interview or do a little platform. You could do that for us on Zoom and have us all on there, and then that's something you could send us, and we could post that on any social media platform. Is that what you're telling
me? Yeah, anywhere you want to do it. Like I said, I mostly do, you know, independent artists, but I have interviewed Flocka about twice so far on my show. King Kush is another one that's on For the Record. I've interviewed him once, but he wants to do a second one, so hopefully that'll happen soon.
So,
but yeah, I would, if you're an artist, I would definitely like to have you on the show.
Oh, definitely. I understand that. So tell them, how can they reach you?
Okay. Well, you just, you can reach me at Paul Mash TV on Facebook. You can see all my interviews on my Paul Mash TV channel on YouTube, and you can email me at paulmashtv@gmail.com. And, you know, just tell me who you are, and we'll work it all out. And usually I stay pretty wide open, so I'd get an interview with you in no time. But if something happens where I can't do it, or if you can't do it suddenly or something, you just come to me and we'll work out an alternate time to do it, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right, Paul. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We definitely appreciate all the support here at For the Record Radio.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
All right. And definitely thank you for the support.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime.
All right, honey. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, you guys. That's Paul Smash TV here at For the Record Radio. Let's go ahead and take another caller tonight, guys. Who we got on the line with us? Your live caller.
For the Record. I don't think that, I don't know. Hello? That's how when somebody call your phone and you like, hello?
Hello, can you hear me now? Well, until we get our next caller on the line, you guys, I got another question for you tonight, baby.
All right.
What is the biggest part of knowing your worth in business? Where do you think that comes from?
Where my drive come from? Is that what you're
knowing
saying?
Your worth. I think that's part of it. But knowing
right.
your worth.
Knowing my worth, it took time. I actually sat back, honestly, and I watched and researched so that I could be the best that I can be. So, I mean, that's pretty much where it comes from. It's like, for instance, you know, watch you. 24/7. Because it's all about, I watch you all the time. I learn from you as well. I learn from, you know what I'm saying? So you sit, and that is where, to me, that's where my bossness comes from. The reason I said it is because I never think I know too much.
You always got to be willing to learn. Like, that's my biggest thing in life. Like, I think a lot of people, when it comes to business, they forget that you can't take no shortcuts. Sometimes you're going to run your ass right into a wall. You have to put the work in. You have to be willing to stand on what you believe in. You have to believe in yourself, first of all, because sometimes there's going to be a lot of what we're trying to do in this world when we call ourselves trying to be bosses as far as us doing. Y'all know I am a model. Before I'm anything else, let me always correct y'all out there in the world. I am a model turned radio host turned activist turned everything else. I'm a mom before I am anything else. However, my modeling is my biggest passion. So when people be like, oh, you just a model. I am more than just a model, but I take my modeling very serious. I am picky about my craft, baby. I am sensitive. So when they say that you know your worth, I have invested thousands and thousands of dollars into classes. I have invested into walk classes. You know how many hours I've watched America's Next Top Model growing up? Okay,
man, I'm not.
I can vibe with the best of them.
I practice
my craft. Like, you have to put in time and attention into the things that you want to do. Like,
yes.
Them shortcuts, baby, it's a lot. forget that the stepping stones is what you need to build your character. Your character is what gives you longevity in these different businesses. The key to business is longevity. So many people do so many things, they just quit, they stop, and it's because they didn't go in with a plan. They didn't go in organized. They didn't go in with the mindset, like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. Baby, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. So whether y'all hear me at Florida Record Radio, baby, you're going to be hearing about the beautiful Red and Stallion Baltimore for a long time to come.
I'm telling you. And what's coming is major.
Lace up your Timberlands, because get ready to stomp it out with the big girls in this one, because we're not going nowhere. It took a long time for them to really be able to hear, y'all need some female energy. You need some female energy. Now it's time for us to show y'all. This is why. This is what we out here to do, to bring light to not only the men that are out here in the world making things happen, but 100, baby, there's some females out here doing they shit nowadays.
Yes.
More than just taking care of their kids and going to school. These babies is out here opening businesses young. They out here doing they walks. They out here doing TV shows. They out here promoting. They out here doing all kind of things that a long time ago wasn't really to be able to do. A lot of the shit that we do now, they looking at us like, girl, bye. You just a fucking girl. You know how many times I done walked into a building and sit down with a man and he'd be like, okay, you look good, but what else can you do?
Right.
What else can you do? And you ask me, what do I bring to the table? I'm going to always tell your motherfucking ass, not only am I'm the table. Not only can I bring the motherfucking table, I bring the food to put to that motherfucker. I can cook it, bring the chairs up to it, serve you.
Right.
And clean that motherfucker off when I got to.
I'm trying to tell you. I am
it
definitely trying to tell you.
Consider yourself a boss, and I be hats off to, like, females. Like, y'all been doing this so long when it comes to this radio stuff and this promoting and just building the respect behind being a female in this industry, because a lot of what we get is just, y'all just girls. Y'all just want to fuck on us. That's a lot of what we get. And I'm cool with motherfuckers being attracted to me. Don't get me wrong. Like she said, sometimes them old school player club motherfucking Harani Ho quotes, you got to use what you got to get what you want. Yes, baby, sometimes you do. Sometimes you do. But you know what the good thing about me is? Baby, I ain't got to lay on my back to do it. I didn't have to lay on my back to do it. I don't have to sit and give out that type of energy. The dudes around me move shit in my life because they respect the type of female I am.
Definitely.
That comes with that. Like, you have to demand that type of respect in life, not just from men, but I don't even play that shit with no female, girl. You gonna be by yourself, baby, because I'm like, Cardi, once you be for me, we gonna be forever. So I'm not gonna give you that type of energy, but what I will do is congratulate what you have going on and keep on going about my life, because you gonna still keep watching me. I needed them views anyway.
All right, watch my back. Because that's what you're going to see when I walk away. I don't need nothing but good energy, good vibes, because, you know what I'm saying, you can take that negative or that bad aura and move on. So we're going to spin Suavo, and then we'll take another caller.
Okay, let's go ahead and do our shit then.
Hey, when your bitch get in this car, nigga, I just want you to keep looking like that, hoe ass nigga.
Don't even
all that pillow talk, man, shit, bitch. I'ma put it in her mouth, bitch ass nigga.
Fuck you talking about.
Hold this ride, hey. She going up with me. Bay 404 in the car with me. In my wood, this is 7 above 50. I dare any little nigga to fuck with me. She don't like to do nothing, she trying to finesse. She gotta be one of them stuff, bitch. If you switched in a second, you cannot regret it. You fuck niggas really want cut with me. Yeah, I came out the mud on the big grind. I need it big time coming out suddenly. Shorty sticking her lip out, she got the big mouth. Shots in her face, got her puckering. Ain't no thanks for her giving, I know that she willing. Somehow that I still left her buttery. Who you think about the new weather? I told them do better. I've been the only one flooding it. Say you smoking on gas, well I'm finna pass, cause niggas keep putting their huff in it. Boy, that shit will not last, I drop in the flash, I'm building a marvelous company. Big drop don't feel like enough in it, fill up the nuggets, I'm leaving them bubbly. Got a band with the drum, they didn't know who was shooting, we didn't see nobody touching it. Yeah, ain't no witness gon' speak on the matter. He did wrong, we gon' empty his bladder. Been his beast with a blunt full of shadow. Green go like I'm cheesing the packer. Better talk about some shit that do matter. Mention Suavo, you know what come after. He get shot, cut the scene mean it's a chapter. Yeah, yeah. Hey, pull the plug on that bitch, double rapper. Beat his ass, take his gun and then clap him. We been picking shit out like a rapper. Shout out Squirt, nigga, still banging gaffer. Still no hang on that bitch like a paddle. You can't hang with the mob if you tattle.
Nah, I
on this ride, she going up with me. Pour a four in the cold with me. In my wood, this a 7 above 50. I dare any little nigga to fuck with me. She don't like to do nothing, she trying to finesse. She gotta be one of them stuck bitches. If you switched in a second, you cannot regret it. You four niggas really want to cut with me. Fuck you thought, nigga. This ain't never there. Be careful when you speak, little nigga. I catch everything, know what I'm saying? Ain't shit never sweet, nigga. From BAZ all the way to Minnesota, nigga. You know what the fuck it is.
You on that one?
I like that, you guys. That was Love All Chapter there for the night. That shit go crazy, though. For real, for real. That shit go hard, though.
Yeah, it do. It do. Like that.
Y'all, I really want to keep this conversation moving tonight with the topic that we got, because it's some gems that need to be dropped out there. I've been thinking about this moving forward and growth. You know, new year, new resolutions. Everybody got something new that they want to add to the table. But I really think it's important for people to build them elements and them fundamental understandings of what creating business and bosses and the correct mentality is, because a lot of what we're seeing out here in the internet is not what we know is going to build longevity. So we trying to create some longevity in these communities and the things that we have going on. So with that being said, let's ask our callers out there tonight, what do y'all think? Dad, you want to take another call?
Let's do that. Let's definitely take another call.
Caller, who's on the line with us tonight?
All right.
Kush Money in the building. How y'all feeling?
What's up, brother?
Kush Money.
No, it's all right.
Thank you for tuning in to For the Record.
Yes,
well,
you
call us home. This is where you call us home. Kush, tell
that's
them what
right.
You is and what
yes,
you do.
Yes, man. Man, who I is, what I is. I'm the man right here. I'm Mr. Tavor. Now, King Kush Money, man, every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time right here. For the Record Radio, we got the control room. We got some call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. I'm hearing myself twice. But, you know, we, you know, so make sure y'all stay locked in, tuned in every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. For the Record Radio, Monstars, we in the building. What's going on? Mr. Seattle is in here.
That's right. That's our motherfucking brother. You had a King Kush on the control room, shorty. Kush, I got a question for you.
Yeah, right.
What do you consider the important elements of becoming a boss?
Being independent, staying on your grind, believing in yourself, and envisioning what you're trying to do. And then just, you know, it's all about manifestation, believing in yourself enough to where you can bring those powers to life, make it a reality, celebrate that, pat yourself on the back, get back on the horse and, you know, do another track.
I got to agree with you on that one, because that's believing in yourself is number one. And then for me, I take that same hustle that we apply to these streets, which is add no subtraction and always multiply and create by any fucking means necessary. That should apply to all elements of what we have going on. I appreciate you calling in and supporting us the way that y'all do. As always, we love you.
Yes,
Yes, we do. We definitely do. I always appreciate that. We always appreciate a fellow boss calling in.
Yes, ma'am. Man, y'all stay tuned, man. More to come, man, from the bosses. We all bosses over here in Puerto Rico Radio, man. We coming. We get it.
All right. So so let's go ahead. Why don't you go on before you get off of here? Let them know where to reach you at, how to see you, how to hear you.
Man, y'all don't know. Y'all better find out. King Cash Money right here. All y'all got to do is Google me at King Cash Money. No C's. All K's, baby. Check me out now. Google, iTunes, Instagram, TikTok. I said iTunes. And,
All right. So we're going to get into this next song. What is it? Habla Mi Claro. Did I say? I don't know if I said that right, but it sounded
Habla
good.
Habla Mi Carlo, you guys.
Junior Drillo.
He's a new reggaeton artist coming out here, you guys. Let's go ahead and get into it.
All right.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, all right. That was some grooving, moving hips.
Okay. I know, right.
See, y'all, that's how we do it. We play it all.
You did that.
Shout out to Gaza. Gaza. Good one. That was a good one. I like that. So we're going to bring in. See, we got a call. We're going to bring in a caller if we got a caller. Shoot. Hello. You're on For the Record. Talk that shit.
Hello. How y'all doing today?
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm doing good. And this lady. Yeah, I'm doing, girl.
I know that voice.
You know this voice?
And tell us who you are and where you from, baby.
Hey, from my mother, Stallion Baltimore. That's where I'm from, girl.
I knew that voice.
Well, hi, baby Stallion. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Definitely. Thank you for being and supporting. That's definitely love. Won't you tell us? The topic of today is what are the four aspects that make you a boss?
What makes you a boss? What gives you boss mentality?
Oh man, I think definitely manifesting, you know, practice manifesting. If you don't know it, practice it. And then the thing I feel like that people be lacking if they think they can do everything by themselves, they got to know firsthand that you're going to have to have a team. If you want to make it far, you need a team. You got to find you some loyal people to be out there with you doing this. Even when it comes to your managers and things like that. And then as well as I'm really big on practice make perfect. You know, you got to practice your craft and promote. I got that from mama.
Okay. That's part of what made your mama a boss, though, Shorty. You just called it and proved to why she is a boss. She bred the bosses after her, okay?
Mm-hmm. I know that little voice.
What you got going on, baby? What you doing in the world?
Oh, man. Okay, so first off, I am an accountant. But I have my own company. I do accounting, notarying, closing signings for homes, reversals, anything in accounting field. I also I do logos, build business cards and things like that, build software. And me and my mom both have our nonprofit. So
I'm ready for that to get jumping, but yeah, we have our nonprofit.
Look, I'm over here clapping as your new auntie from For the Record Radio, baby girl. Do your shit. We are proud of you. Continue to keep making your mother proud. Keep doing the things that you are doing. Keep growing as a young woman. You definitely got support standing behind you.
Right. And that show, I definitely support, because she's a big part of my team when it comes to my company. She do a lot of things that I can't do. And we got some big things coming, too. And now we got another sister in the game, some brothers in the game, pops in the game. So we finna do some bullshit. But then again, Lady Latisse, I do appreciate you calling in. Won't you tell the people where they can find you at?
Well, look for me on Facebook. You can find me as Lady Latisse. Look for me on Snapchat. You gonna find me on SBM_lady. And then Instagram is Lady of the Year.
All right. Well, then, thank you for, you're going to keep listening in. Don't tune out just because you got to hang up.
Stay tuned in, baby. We're proud of you. Thank you for calling in, babe.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye.
Te amo mucho.
All right, guys. Who else we got on the line tonight with us?
Yo. Crackers, cracking, man. 3G Cash Out. York City 914.
What's going on, baby boy? How you doing?
I'm all right. Good. Yourself?
Tonight's been cool. Tonight's been crazy. Y'all know I love the fact that y'all call in and show us so much love. We definitely appreciate that. So let me just start off by saying thank you all of our callers and all of the people who've been on here showing us support. Thank you for calling in and giving us the insight and love tonight. Telling me again what you do and, you know, what makes you a boss.
I'm an independent artist. You know what I'm saying? All right. He's working, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Actually a PCA at the moment.
So tell us about the song Hater.
Say it again?
Tell us about the song Haters.
Haters. Oh man. You got people that be watching, and you know what I'm saying? See what you're doing, but then they don't comment or nothing and all that. You know what I'm saying? People don't be supporting, and they know you follow. You know what I'm saying? And they just be dick riders all day. That's it.
We see them views.
If you're not winning with them, then it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Come on, man.
Say it again.
I'm going to ask you a question. I got a question for you.
Got a question.
Yeah.
Do you know this song?
I can see the hate from miles away, but I'm going to still be me at the end. Loyalty is gone.
I can see them plotting and they watch, but ain't got shit to say.
Oh, man. That's that motherfucking heat. That's that motherfucking heat. Those haters, man. Cash out. You can cash through. You heard? 3G. On your motherfucking forehead. You heard? Your cash is right here, too.
Well, watch that. Go ahead and introduce the song, then. What's up, Cash? How you living tonight, baby?
What's up, mamas? How you doing?
We good. How you doing? You was gonna sit in the background. You wouldn't even go say hi to us, though.
Hey, you got Trizzy from the app. You got Trizzy over at, from the app over here. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna tune in.
That's what you find out. You're a little bit shy.
You supposed to get on and talk that shit.
Nah, fact. It's smacky, yes it is.
I gotta talk to that New York shit. You know, you gotta talk to me nice.
That's a fact, though. Suspend that shit. I hate it.
You want to suspend it? Go ahead and introduce your own song, then, since you was hiding in the background.
Say it again?
The song we was just playing, we just asked you if you knew what song that is. Introduce that song.
Yeah, man. That's Cash Out featuring Castro, man. Hate us, man. On all platforms. That's that fucking beat. All
right. Let's check that up then.
Go ahead and play that shit, guys.
See the hate from miles away, but I'ma still be me at the end. Loyalty is gone.
We don't say Noel.
I can see them plotting and they watch, but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back, they give you dab and smile up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth, you better stay out my way. Said he hanging on us cause they mad, they can't jack our way. It's a landslide, but right now I'm with the guap. They try to knock us down cause they saying we were too hot. All eyes on us, got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up, they don't know what to do with us. Yeah, I heard these niggas want me dead. I ain't no killer, but no push me, I ain't scared.
So I gotta keep it on one in the head. Just in case a nigga run up, I can feel his ass with lead. Steady mobbing with my gillings, but niggas know that I'm crip. They the cash out where you come from, cause you stay dropping these tips. Dropping bombs back to back, they thinking I'm a kind of flex. They don't wanna see me win, rather me dead or in that jam. This is Wells, put me on, no friends trying to come along. Now they trying to jack my way, they see a youngin' going up. It's praise up to my days, that loyalty is all I know. Had to cut some ties with people just so I can level up. I can see them flying and they watch, but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back, they give you dap and smile up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth, so you better stay out my lane. Steady hanging on us, cause they mad, they can't jack away. It's a land, but I'm with the guap. They try to knock us down, say we was too high. Whole lives on us, got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up, don't know what to do with us.
I can smell they hate, they pocket watching, these is robbing me. I lost a lot of faith, can't conversate, I gotta make it brief. I got demons, I'ma comfort them before they come for me. And before I chase a thought around, I'd rather chase the Hennessy. How you with me if you ain't can tell by the way you moving? Please don't play me like I'm stupid. You love me, you gotta prove it. Wanna put me in the box, but they see me and never shoot it. I be on your land sliding, them niggas be acting foolish. I know they sick when they see us on TV. And I can't trust you motherfuckers, cause niggas be greedy. But now I'm flexing on you niggas, I'm eating my Wheaties. No competition, swear I feel like I'm barely competing. Just being rugged, depressed and beat it, you niggas broke. They couldn't measure my money long as it's on the phone. You foul niggas, she do me, then she gon' do the bro. You gon' dick if you hatin', don't make me let it go.
I can see them flying and they watch, but ain't got shit to say. Talk behind your back, then give you dab and smile up in your face. I ain't with the back and forth, so you better stay out my lane. Steady hanging on us, cause they mad, they can't jack away. It's a land, but I'm with the guap. They try to knock us down, say we was too high. Whole lives on us, got us feeling like we too pop. They can't keep up, don't know what to do with us.
We are back. I like that. Hate us. Hate us. That's what's going on For the Record.
They gonna hate us. You might as well call that Hate Us Summer, because shit, you think you hate us now? Keep on watching.
Oh man, you gonna be mad.
That one is quite got to approve. Carlos, please don't hang up. We just bullshitting with y'all tonight. But for real, it's a lot. A lot of important gems that we was hoping that y'all was catching in between laughs and the jokes. We laugh and we joke all day, but however, For the Record Radio is definitely a family, and we are definitely about our business.
Yep.
More than anything else, we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this shit, and a lot of what we're about to do, we need y'all support. We need y'all just as much as we need y'all to hear us. We need y'all to grow with us as we are growing For the Record Radio, because y'all better stay tuned in or you're going to be tuned out.
You just better. I couldn't even tell. Because all that shit.
They better get it now, because I'm telling you, one thing I cannot stand is when people try to hop on the train after the motherfucking train and left.
Right.
Right now. Doors are going to be closed. If you not supporting us and we not seeing you showing love and doing the shit that we know that we give back, because one thing about every single one of us, there's 10 of us, y'all. We not only show love to each other, we show love to those who show love to us. We put love out there prior to us even getting it. It's not a requirement for support. Sometimes you have to give it a lot more than you're going to get it back. Those, we always be laughing, we be saying, we see them views. We mean that shit, because if y'all ever posted a picture and you might get 10 likes, but then your views be over there killing. That's what we trying to change. We want people to not be afraid to clap for the next person, not be afraid to like, not be afraid to share. That is how a lot of these local business artists get on. If y'all not supporting them, if you not hopping on their Instagram, which, by the way, you can find us at For the Record Radio on all social media platforms. They need that. That's how we grow. That's how we grow as artists. So, please, you guys, when you are calling in and you're talking to us, you guys are doing out now with you. who is who? Who are you? What do you do? What makes you important? What are you trying to put out to the world? Don't be afraid to cross them boundaries and step outside of your normal box for what people consider normal, because I don't think nobody thinks neither one of us is normal.
I'm not. I'm as abnormal as the motherfucker come. I don't even know what normal is, and I really don't. Normal is boring. It's boring. I don't want a normal life. I didn't raise normal kids. I like excitement. For the record, it's not normal. So, but we're going to let these last. We got two more callers. Let's take this next caller so they can get on here and talk that shit. You're on For the Record.
Yo, 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 yo. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? It's the people, Chef MN, Trayvon. For record, very
What's
long.
Up,
I'm Boss by the same. How y'all doing? How y'all doing, ladies?
Roll. It's good to hear you. So tell us what makes you a boss.
Shit, yeah, well, so what makes me a boss, first off, is I'm part of Boss Body Entertainment. You know, where we bring out the boss in our body, bring out the boss in your body. You know, we're trying to boss up out here. What else? But I'm a boss, yeah. I'm a champ, the people's champ. Shit, every time you see me, you can see a belt with me. Let motherfuckers know what it is. I got my label on it, got my name on it. But real shit, though. No, it's people's champ, man. M.N. Trayvon, you catch me every Saturday on For the Record Radio, man, with my brother Cody and Breezy, 8 p.m. for the Boss Body Takeover.
You heard it here first on For the Record Radio. That is...
We got y'all.
It's
Monday.
Good to hear y'all, though, man. It's definitely good to hear y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. And the last artist, Cash Out, man, I really fuck with his music, too. So he definitely snapped.
So Cash should go hard. Cash, you hear us playing,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
You better call in and start letting us hear some more while you're trying to hide
definitely.
In the background.
He went hard.
I'm telling you.
Like, bro, vibe.
I have a whole group of songs that I just need to do some TikToks to. I'm telling you.
Hell yeah. But, hey, I want to say, man, I just released a new video. It's out on YouTube. Songs out on all platforms and shit. It's really doing numbers right now. Really doing well. I got two videos out, actually. So y'all go ahead and look that up. Search up MN Trayvon on YouTube, all social media, everything. Just want to say that real fast, but yeah, man.
We was gonna ask you to say it anyway. When is your next performance?
We got a performance coming up on May 21st. That's my brother L Breezy. He got a performance. And then we also got the Boss Body Entertainment performance that day as well. And then we got another performance on May 27th. At the Poorhouse, it's going down, you know, DJ Cam Jones on the one of Zeus was going down there. And, most definitely, you can catch us next weekend and the weekend after that.
All right, what state? You gonna let them know what state?
Oh, shit, Minneapolis, Minnesota, man. Minneapolis, Minnesota, you catch us at the Poorhouse in Minneapolis, Minnesota. On the 21st and on the 27th.
All right, definitely. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for the support. Definitely. You know, I've been listening to you, y'all. I like your show. It's hot. If y'all haven't heard it, y'all need to hear it for the record. We got it going on.
It's definitely. Y'all too, man. You know how we do 7 days a week. No days off, man.
That's what that is. All right, do you know, tell me something. I do got a question to ask you, though.
Most definitely. Hit me with it.
Do you know this song?
Yeah. Ooh, wee. Take over. That. Taking over. MN Trayvon. Yeah, that's that Trayvon, man. That's that Taking Over off my project I dropped earlier. Trayvon Wick featuring Cody Go Crazy. You can check it out on any platform. We got a video coming soon. But let's get it, man. Taking Over.
over like Callis back in 08. Charged a buck for the gram, gave him 08. Guerrilla unit with the music, bitch, we going 8. I got that power, bitch, I'm canin' to do Curtis J. Bust a meter, got flavors like some Doritos. Blow up like all torpedo or Filippo, bitch, I'm getting big. I drive heat, so I don't count no people, but you can't call me though. If you need a verse, that's church, I preach, I teach. Be alert, they leech. It's absurd how I murk these beats. In the birds, but burped up in the streets. I'm a nerd, herd, smoke up in my cheeks. It's 2022 and we still smoking meats. It's 2022 and they still doubting me. I gotta keep going till the crowd shouting three, I'm gone.
Disappear, singing on the way, we taking over. Get out of lane before you get ran over. New master DD, Diddy mix with Hova. False body, we taking over. Disappear, singing on the way, we taking over. Only a matter of time until they know what. Allow me to show ya, we taking over.
I still does it, I still do it, I'm still proving that I'm the great and I'ma make it in this music. I influence, with no sense no longer common. Do not approach me, if you do, please use precaution. Turn your brain to some ramen for my squadron. Turn your guts to lasagna, that's that pasta, ain't go blocker. I'm a rasta, smoke a gada, drinking baja, I'm a dada. I go hard on any beat, it doesn't matter. Skip the chatter, glass chatter, that's that stone cold flow. Old folks know my whole soul glow. When I roll up dope, these flows don't blow. Shut up my bro loco, in the bro polo. Shout out Breezy, let's meet Jay Haynes. YG, that's the real money game. Can't forget my cell phone, the game. We them niggas, when we take over the world, we bringin' the whole city with us.
Disappear, singing on the way, we taking over. Get out of lane before you get ran over. New master PD, Diddy mix with Hova. False body, we taking over. Disappear, singing on the way, we taking over. Only a matter of time until they know what. Allow me to show ya, we taking over.
Yeah, we the ones keeping up, keeping original. Get out the way, boss body level up, staying consistent. All over media, tracing the beer, yeah, now you can look us up. No matter the matter of substance, our team is all about constant. Putting out tracks at a constant rate, we taking over, no room for debate. We don't mess with anyone, trying to put a hold on us. Yes, we on the way to taking over. Team built different, getting wins, you can count on us. Boss body, they ain't got nothing on us.
Them every motherfucking Saturday here at For the Record Radio, but that is Trey Vaughn featuring Cody, Take Over. Y'all, we definitely appreciate y'all tuning in tonight with us, with me, the beautiful Red, and Stallion, Baltimore, baby girl. I love you. Let me just
I
say
love
that.
You too.
I appreciate everything.
I just want to hug you right now.
I love you, babe. Y'all, and this is not for fake, though. Like, real, y'all really got to understand how much these people really, really, truly mean to me. If you really know the beautiful Red, like she told y'all earlier, where she got a name from, mine got a double-edged sword to it. One, the beautiful came from my mother. Just that was what they called me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, beautiful. What's up, beautiful? What's up, beautiful? Then y'all know I'm a Red Bull. But that fiery side, because my mom was like, when you get mad, it's like Carrie. You know the bitch from the movie that blow everything up after the shit. So everybody thinks that that's just like it really is like a double-edged sword for me. So I be telling people, when I say talk to me nice, handle me nice, care for me the way that I care for you, and you're going to get that same love and feedback in return. I appreciate
talk that
the
shit.
Love and the support that I get from you. Like, thank you for being my co-host with me. Thank you for rocking the shit out with me with this show. Thank you for kicking these boys' ass and keeping their ass in gear. That's that boss shit. I look up
right.
to you. I am proud of you. Thank you 100%.
I just had to say that before we take another call. I had to let my sister know, like, I appreciate you for paving the way for the things that I'm trying to do.
All right. And, you know, I got your back. I got your back, your front, your side. Wherever you need me, baby, I'm definitely going to be there. And I appreciate it, too. I appreciate the, you know what I'm saying, the sisterhood. That's definitely, that's what matters to me the most. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do some big
things.
It's the female vibe,
y'all. It's the female vibe.
All right, let's get this last caller in there. You're on For the Record. Talk that shit.
Hey, yo, you already know what the fuck going on. Don't make me come on here and start bossing around and talking bullshit. We is not playing no motherfucking games. What the fuck is we talking about? We rocking with the illest of them all. All the independent artists from all over. Shout out to y'all. And definitely to the whole fucking team. What we talking about here?
Well,
we talking about
all, shorty,
thank you for the boss vibes off top. We ain't even gotta tell them what we talking about. Cause thank you for the motherfucking boss of For the Record Radio, y'all.
What we fucking
That's our
about?
Brother, Fly Gaza, fucking approved.
It's the whole fucking vibes, man. Freedom World Plus, man, Vibe Cartel, man. Let's talk about it, man. Go ahead, man.
Let's talk about it. What makes you a boss?
What makes you a boss? How did we end up here? How did we end up here?
You know, I never had to answer this question before, and I'm glad that I'm answering it now. To be totally transparent with everybody listening, I believe my perspective, Slot Gaz's perspective, Daniel Sanchez's perspective of a boss is a person who put people on and not really expect a motherfucking thing but to do their thing. That's what makes a boss happen, to be able to put people in different positions and to have them love what they love to fucking do. You know, I'm definitely not going to put nobody in a position where they not going to be okay. That's just me, personally. You know what I mean? Well, I'm going to send a nigga off for it. That's a waste of life. But a boss, it's put it like this. Let's break it down for the people who don't get it. We all go out to go do a job. Supposed to pay $500 each. But not everybody got paid $500. But as a boss, I have to take the least amount and make sure that everybody gets paid that $500, even if I go home with $40. You know what I mean? Because at the end of
That's
the day,
real
if you
shit.
Were a real team,
you're worried
if you were
about.
A real team, your team that you paid $500 each, you're gonna be okay. I'll go home with 40 because I know my team's gonna take care of me. And that's
definitely. We're gonna go eat chicken. I got you.
Y'all, this nigga be grilling every day.
But see, the problem with a lot of wannabe bosses, yeah, I said it, wannabe bosses, the problem is that they don't understand that people will come and people will go. And at the end of the day, it was all business. It wasn't personal. You know, you can't,
that part
you
people,
can't think,
people
yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's business, fam. Everybody, how do you say, not everybody is in the crab back team, you know what I'm saying? For the Record got their own motherfucking lane. And we all going to take over, whether y'all fucking like it or not. You heard Trayvon's song. We ain't playing shit for no reason, nigga. Y'all crazy? We taking over. It's a fucking fact. And it's For the Record. I fly guys up through this. And if you don't like it, we are on 7-8-3-929-477-2425. Come fuck with us. Because we fucking with you. We want to work hard.
That part. We definitely are. We all work hard over here, y'all. One thing we do is we put some time and some energy into what we do here at For the Record Radio. We trying.
Right.
We trying to grow. One thing about a boss is you take an uncomfortable situation and you create golden opportunities from that.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring awareness to y'all. We're trying to let these independent artists show their shit, talk y'all shit, show y'all shine. But we also trying to build and grow. Again, I'm going to bring it back to stay focused, longevity,
stay focused,
independent.
That is the word of the day.
I know y'all about to have to close y'all. I want to thank both of y'all ladies for stepping up. Y'all don't know each other from a hole in the wall, and I swear y'all fucking sister.
For real, the fucking sister, baby.
That's that bond. That's that bond. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't seen nothing. Nothing yet.
Word, if you're a boss, you know energy don't lie, man. Don't let these cats kick you out the spot. You feel me? That's a fact. All
right. Yeah, we're going to close this out.
One more thing, please. Nothing can stop me. We all the way up.
I'm telling you, Flacaza approved.
And I'm out.
Thank you again. I am the beautiful Red. That is Mr. Bossman himself, Fly Gaza. That is the beautiful Stallion Baltimore. Y'all can find us at For the Record. You can find her on all social media platforms at Stallion P Baltimore. You can find me at I am the beautiful fucking Red on all social media platforms. We appreciate y'all for coming in to hang out with us tonight and just sharing y'all love, sharing what y'all feel like is a boss. Please keep that mentality going. Please make sure that y'all are growing and glowing, okay?
And stay positive.
We got us. We got us, that's For the Record.
Ping Dong Cooking.
But never once said that he loved me. But we both know if he said he loved me, we both know it'd be a lot. Why would you say you down for me when you know I ride for you? Use a joke in my eyes. This shit is stupid, it's selfish, I can't help it. I think it's time we go our separate ways. Baby, why would you wanna hurt me when I gave my all? Nigga, can't you? I don't want no part, you have my heart, continue the foolishness. You gotta love me, you gotta trust me. I'm not your gonna change. Why'd you lie to me? Why'd you lie to me? Thought you was different. Could have fit in the picture that I had. From that moment I knew we'd never last. Now you crying away, cause I went my own way. Tomorrow be a better day. You taught me how to play the game. That I won't make that same decision. You broke cheating with other women. You're salty in your eyes, but it'll be okay. Now you unhappy, I'm super happy. But I don't care, I don't care. Now it's all about me. Baby, why would you wanna hurt me when I gave my all? Nigga, can't you see? You gotta love me, you gotta trust me, you gotta treat me.
I don't want no parts. You have my heart. Continue the foolishness. You gotta love me. You gotta trust me. I'm not your kind of chick. Glad you lied to me. Glad you lied to me.
This your man, Tiger Lee. Come bullshit with me, where you're now tuned in on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most.